Imagine stepping up to take a penalty kick in the biggest game of your life. You step up, you strike the ball, and unfortunately, you miss. The crowd groans, your teammates sigh, and you have that feeling of failure that sinks into your gut. Most people would replay that moment over and over again in their head. And actually, that reinforces the mistake. But what if I told you that the key to success isn't in reliving failures, but in actually replacing them? By the end, you'll know how to reprogram your mind, erase these mental scars of failure, and use a memory replacement method to build an unshakable mindset. Because what you focus on, you hit. Just as a skier racing through the trees or a motorcyclist navigating a sharp bend. Think about this as well. If you're walking into a job interview and your mind is replaying all of the bad interviews you've had before, what kind of performance do you think you'll give? Now compare that to stepping in while remembering every time you've got the job, you've smashed it, you've spoke extremely well. How much more confident would you feel in that situation? So our mind is a video recorder. It records every experience, every win, every failure. The problem is that most of us replay our failures far more than our successes. And actually, every time we do, we reinforce that memory and make ourselves aware of that. And actually, we conform to be more like that. And we make that stronger and more dominant in our subconscious mind. We've talked about the footballer's mindset, misses a crucial penalty. But next time, instead, what he should do is replace the memory. He should visualise stepping up more confidently, striking the ball perfectly, and hearing the net ripple. The rewiring of that experience in their brain can, it means that they expect success next time. So imagine walking up to the penalty next time, and all you can think of is it's going in that corner in the back of the net. You're more likely to hit that target. If you think about the miss, you're more likely to miss. You're thinking about everything you don't want instead of what you do. Neuroscience shows that the brain can't distinguish between real and vividly imagined experiences. Think about when you dream and you wake up, you're like, oh wow, it's a dream. That's how we can create things in our mind. You are actually physically rewiring neural pathways. I mean, I use this myself sometimes. Before stepping into important meetings, I'll replay positive ones in my mind, remembering times that I was articulate, persuasive, made a say or whatever. Maybe it's in martial arts. I think about the throws that I've got in the past and how good they were to hopefully reenact that again. I don't think about all of my losses because although there have been losses and although it's good to learn from them, if that's at the forefront of my mind before I get onto the mat, it means that that's what I'm more likely to do. It's not a positive state for me. So don't look at the trees, look at the path. As we said about the skier, if a skier looks at the trees while he's going through a tight forest, he's going to hit it. A motorcyclist, if they look at the curb, they will hit the curb. So, yes, analyse where you went wrong, but then replace it with how you wanted it to go. The negative experiences actually, although convenient, it's actually worse than that. They create a deep trauma. There's an effect called the sliding doors effect. Imagine two versions of yourself, one who constantly replays failures and another one who focuses on past wins and future success. In 5 years, who do you think is going to have a better success rate or whatever you want to call it. What about the news anchor test? If your thoughts are read out like the news, what would the story tell? Would it be a tale of failure and fear, or greatness and success? You can change the narrative. So don't keep replaying the pain. Extract the lesson, ask what it taught you, and then once you've taken the lesson, visualise how it should have been handled, how the situation should have gone. Imagine yourself being calm, in control, and doing things in the right way. We've talked before about Lanny Bassam and other athletes who visualise the perfect shot over and over again. So when they come up to do it, it's already programmed in the mind, muscle memory. It's harder to change someone who has built up bad habits than it is to create good habits. Remind yourself of your greatness. If you don't think you're great, you will never be great. You could be like Michael Jordan, missed over 9,000 shots, lost almost 300 games, but you don't remember him for that. And he doesn't think about those. He thinks about the wins, all of the shots he made in the last minute or whenever. Conor McGregor used to use visualization. There's many examples I could use here, and I'm not going to go through too many, but you get the point. So, this is a practical challenge for you. Write down a past failure that haunts you. Rejection. A loss. Identify the lesson from it. And then close your eyes and visualise how you wish it had gone. The perfect scenario. And actually spend a bit of time, a few minutes, doing this periodically. I'm not saying do it every day, but maybe a couple of times where you can reimagine that situation. And it creates a better mind state. It reinforces wins and creates something to live into. Because if you always remember the mistakes, you are more likely to commit mistakes. So become the architect. Your memories shape your beliefs, and your beliefs shape your future. You are not the prisoner of your past. You're the architect of the future. So stop replaying your losses. Replace them, rewire them, visualize the win, and steer your life exactly where you want it to go. So think about some of the failures and negative situations you've had in the past. Go in and change the result in your mind.